A poem for a winter solstice on Fourth Advent. It's dark today, as dark as it has ever been and will ever be this year in this town. The shortest day there is. So close to Christmas, but so far from the sun. The light comes late and leaves quickly, and I can't see. I can't see what's out there. I can't see what's coming. I just see darkness. Fling wide the door, unbar the gate. Show me where God's love is hiding. I'll track it down, I'll tie it up, I'll bring it home and box it up. Because I can't find it here in the dark. Here, love is hiding. Here, I'm alone, alone in the dark. Won't you reveal your love, God, here in the dark? To the kid who sits apart at lunchtime. To the woman who trusts no one to rescue her from her pain. To the man who didn't think the day would come when he'd have to warm his bed alone. Won't you reveal your love, God, here in the dark? To the perfect Christmas host who fears the silence when the guests have gone. To the parents whose children are too far or who have become too distant to come home. To the soul imprisoned by aching body, by ailing mind, or by iron bars and stone walls. The soul who expects no visitors on a day when people are feasting. Won't you reveal your love, God, here in the dark? We're afraid of the dark. Darkness is cover for evil deeds. Darkness is separation from that which we are seeking. Darkness is unknown, unseen, untested, and untried. But darkness. Darkness. Darkness is a womb where potential is spinning. Darkness is a garden bed where life is beginning. Darkness is a dark room where beauty is developing, patiently, silently, surely. Darkness is a night sky where stars burst forth to guide. Darkness is a place of rest from all the ravages of the light. Darkness is the moment before sleep when hopes and secrets and prayers are shared with one we love, quietly, honestly, trustingly. Maybe it is in the dark that we are least alone. Maybe in the dark, angels gather just outside our vision. Maybe when it's dark, God's love is close at hand. We just need to learn to see in the dark. If that's you, God, I'll get to work. Like King David of old, I'll make a plan and draw a blueprint. I'll design a place for you to fit. David had his house of cedar, but you had a tent. David had rest from all his enemies, but you were a tent peg away from homelessness. So David the king said, God needs a home. And Nathan the prophet said, yes, build God a home. But you, God of the universe, you said, I am already at home. I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep to being the shepherd of Israel. I have been with you wherever you've gone. I have made you a home. And I have made my home with you forever. Like David, then, I stop frantically building. Like David, I lift my eyes to notice God already here. Like Mary, God-bearer, I ask, how can this be? Without any warning, without any resume, without any training, without any references, you are the favored one of God. She who sat alone in Nazareth, she who was following the path expected of her, and then there you were, the Most High God. She could have been tossed aside by everyone, but then there you were. And there she was, not alone in the dark, but instead you in the dark of her womb at home. Nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing. Nothing. All things will be possible with God. Everything, every last lost, hoped for thing. It's possible to find God's love in the darkness. It's possible to find our way out of the darkness. It is possible for God to make a home with us. Even if we only see how we are limited, God has made a home with us. Even if we think that all the work is up to us, God has made a home with us. Not just dropping by for the weekend or passing through on a journey. No, each and every one of us, the home address of the Holy Spirit, the living room of the living God, the hearth and home of the presence of Christ. It's dark today. As dark as it has ever been and will ever be this year in this town, the shortest day there is. But we are not alone. We are at home. And God is at home with us, where life begins and beauty spins and rest is given and stars lead on and love lives. Here in the dark, we're home.